Changing going with my Hebrew name at some point.
Yeah, I stopped that about a year ago. I said I can't do it anymore. And yeah. Double name. Okay. I'm not Sam anymore.
Oh, I hate Thundercats. You know. No words for that. I like it.
It's good to see old faces, new faces. It's so special. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Tova Shnai Min Acha, two is better than one. So sometimes we struggle just to get one, but now with Baruch Hashem we have our one is two, and now we have two, two is four. Thanks to Rav Dov and to Rav Ilan for opening up our hearts. So this past Shabbos is actually the Yahrzeit of the Ish Kodesh, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. And he writes in one of his Svarim that a person needs to make ladders from this world to the next world. He says one of those ways to make a ladder from this world to the next world is the koach of negina, singing. I'm not sure about you guys, but any time the two Jews over here pick up a guitar, I feel like there's a ladder coming up from Boca, going straight to Yerushalayim Mamash. Our learning tonight should be Louis Nishmas, Mark's father, Mamash, the Yotzeh tonight, Eliyahu ben Shlomo. Lili Nishmas, my grandmother's yard site this Motu Shabbos, Yudas Pasav Yosef Alevi, And for Refuah Shlema, for our good friend's father, very much needs Refuah Shlema, Meir Mordechai ben Yota Yatafega. So Shachar Yisrael. So as I said, this past Shabbos was the Ish Kodesh's Yartzeit. Rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. So let's start. So now we usually end off with a story. Let's end off with the Maisa. So I had this chus to be with my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger, the Ish Kodesh of Woodmere over this past Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. The name of the shul in Woodmere is Ish Kodesh. The name of the shul is after the Rabbi Sefer. The Rebbe buried the Sefer right in the ground. He died in 1943, November 4th, Da'al Cheshvan. They excavated it, whatever the word is, whatever. They digged it out and they found it after, and they found this, his Torahs that he set over in the Warsaw Ghetto. So the story goes that Rabbi said over Motzei Shabbos, he said that there was one of the Ish Kodesh, his students, and this was after, I think a year after the Rabbi passed away, he was working in one of the, he got to work in the kitchen. It was a big deal. He had to work in the kitchen. Maybe he could put a couple potato peels together, whatever. So every single day, he would try to put a little oil. You know, when Nazis weren't looking, he'd put a little oil together to be able to make, he could make some type of concoction at the end of the week for Shabbos. And one day, as it always goes, you know, the Nazis were very didactic, and they saw what he was doing. It's not one Nazi comes to me and says, "You don't think I know? See what you're doing every day? You take a little oil off the pans." Germans were so medactic. Everything, every record, everything was so detailed. Namish yekas. So he takes it, you're going to die for this. And he takes him out, and this chassid literally has the biggest smile on his face. We know this because he survived. It's a wild story, listen to this. He said that he went out with some chan, the Nazis in Achshamam, they didn't only just want to cause physical pain, but they also wanted to cause emotional pain. So they brought out all the Jews of the ghetto to come watch their friend and their friend die. He had the biggest smile on his face. And he says, and he writes in his biography, which is coming out in Mitzvah Hashem. Actually, he has a sefer. It's called Chassid Acharon. But there's a biography coming out of the Ish Kodesh in a year and a half from Mitzvah Hashem. And he writes in the biography, he says that he closed his eyes and he remembers seeing his Rebbe, the Ish Kodesh. He remembers seeing the Rebbe come to him. And he has his hands poured out to him. And he said he doesn't know what happened. At the end of the day, the Nazis saw this guy's about to be killed. And he said, "This crazy Jew, Meshuggah Jew." He's literally smiling ear to ear like it's Hanukkah, ear to ear. And they take him off the noose and throw him back into the kitchen. And that night, he goes back into the barracks. And one of his friends asked him, "How did you have that audacity to say what you said to the Nazis?" He said, "What are you saying? I was just smiling the whole time." He said, no, you said some crazy stuff. He said, "What did I say?" He said, "You guys don't know who you are. I think nothing of you. I'm going straight to my Rebbe. I'm going straight to Hashem." He said, "All I remember picturing was my Rebbe. I don't remember anything else." He said, the whole story goes that he felt that the Rebbe was mamash with him and he had the emunah to be able to carry on. Literally at the last second of death. That's what the Rebbe, his entire life, he lived and breathed emunah. And I thought even though it was this past Shabbos, the Yartzeit, we know that the Yartzeit is still very much connected, even 3 days or 4 days after, whatever. To be able to talk about it a little bit about emunah. A little bit about faith. And this week's parsha, actually, the Majitzer, Divrei Yisrael, the Yisrael Majitz talks all about emunah, the Pasuk. If you look inside, on the first arrow. It says, "Vayomer lo ko ye zarecha vehemin ba'ashem ve'akshav lo lo tztaka." Right at the end of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram a blessing. He says, "Your children will be like this. Ko ye zarecha." He believed in Hashem, and Hashem viewed it as a righteous act. Says the Majid Zerebi, there's a jam-packed pasuk. I believe it's the end of Chamishi. Yesh lomar ko yezarecha nimshach l'mate kel v'hemin ba'ashem. V'rotz lomar ko yezarecha v'hemin ba'ashem. Haynu shahayu shiyu ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. Says, you want to know what the real bracha was? The real bracha was ko yezarecha v'hemin ba'ashem. Don't put a comma in between zarecha. The real bracha is that ko yezarecha v'hemin ba'ashem, that your children should have a munah just like you. That the Ish Kodesh that we just spoke about, he lived his life with emunah. He had a passport to leave the Warsaw Ghetto. He would not leave his family. He would not leave his students. He would not leave his yeshiva. And his chassid at the last second, at the end of the day, learned from his Rebbe. He would not leave. Where do we get that from? It's in our DNA. It's for, as you guys just saying before, with Zach's help. What are those words? It's implanted in our DNA. It's implanted in our DNA. We have the koach of the obas within us. So then he says something very, very nice. So he says, why did it say ko and not kain? Usually when the pasuk wants to say you should be like this, you should be yes like this, it says kain. What's ko? Ela ko. Where, do we ask, where else do we see ko? So we see ko by Keres Yitzchak. We also see ko by Berchus Kohen. Ko Sevarchus B'nai Yisrael. Right? And he says that's the whole Inyan. That we were Zoche to Berchus Kohen was because of this. Hainu Brachash B'mefurish B'medrash Mehechon Zoche Yisrael La Berchus Kohanim. Where do we get the Bracha for Berchus Kohanim? Me Avram Ko Yezorcha Ko Sevarcha. So the Medrash picks up on it and he says that at the end of the day, or Zochet Berchus Kohanim because of the Muna of Avram. I'm not sure about everyone here, but sometimes the Muna is hard. And you see things that happen in the community, especially for the Boca Raton community for the past a little over a year, it's been a rough one. And sometimes it's very easy just to throw in the towel and ask Hashem, where's Hashem, where's Hashem? And I can't say that every minute for me has always been ups and ups and ups. There's definitely been a lot of question marks. One thing I can say is that when you have those questions, it's okay to ask questions, but that doesn't mean you throw everything away. There's a vort from the Kubrin Rebbe, he says on Rosh Chodesh, Hamanti ki adaber. Right, David HaMelech says, I got my emunah when I was talking. So the Kubrin Rebbe says, the more you talk about emunah, the more you think about emunah, and you have some sipuri tzaddikim like the Rosh Chodesh, and you talk about it, and think about it, the more you gain actually access to it. Right? You know, a psychologist will tell you, the more you actually smile, even if you fake smile, it has erosion, it penetrates down. Penetrates down to the soul. Why is Avraham Avinu put it, the Amunah, because he had it, it's implanted within each and every one of us. And he ends off and he says, yeah, he adds in one more, beautiful, beautiful connection from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. Let's just say it outside, we'll say it inside. The Hamin Bahashiva Yakshivalo Tzedakah, right? He believed in Hashem and he viewed it as a righteous act. So the Majitzer quotes his grandfather, I believe Rabbi Cheskov Kuzhmir, who says, when someone gives tzedakah, it's the same act of having a munah. Right? When you give a dollar bill to someone going into shul, well, forget about the signs, it's so ridiculous. Don't you need a sign to give someone money? Someone who's putting themselves out there that he needs money. And if he's lying, he needs even more. No? And sometimes you see people, okay, if you don't have money, you don't have money, but you don't have to start going crazy on these. I don't know, it's crazy, whatever. I'm not going to go on one of my rants here. He says, when someone gives tzedakah, it's the same thing as emunah. When you give away your money and you realize that it's not my money, it's Hashem's money. It's an act of emunah. He says here, "V'hemin ba'Hashem va'yachshav lo tzedakah." Emuna and tzedakah are the same thing. One is ben adam l'makom, one is ben adam l'chaveru. But it's the same. It's the same. It's the same act. Let's see it inside. Then in Yeshlamar Api Ma'ase Amar Rabbi Chazal Kuzmi's grandfather, "V'hemin ba'Hashem va'yachshav lo tzedakah." On the bottom paragraph, "Ma'u shaychas inin tzedakah el emuna." What does tzedakah, giving charity, had to do with faith? Now we talked about Avraham Avinu putting the emuna within us. Great. But what does the emunah have to do with tzedakah? Ela tzedakah v'emunah kuluchad, it's really one thing. Emunah and tzedakah are really one thing. Hu yadua, he says that this is pashut. It's simple. He says, I want to add one thing also. Benerli od lohosif bracha. You want to know what bracha is? Ki tzedakah v'emunah bracha kuluchad. Really, when you give tzedakah and you have emunah and you have bracha in your life, it's really one thing. As the Zohar says, ihu baruch v'ihu bracha. Someone who's blessed can be able to give off blessing. The kevan shekuluchad lezal idei emuna mitzdaka shor bibracha. Nice. What he's saying here is that when a person has emuna, when a person gives tzedakah, you literally bring down bracha into your life. When you have emuna in Hashem and you give tzedakah sincerely, you bring down Hashem's blessing into your life. That's what he says here. Ko yezarach v'amin b'Hashem perish bebirchas ko. Right? Ko, he's saying, is a code word for bracha. Right? Ko is ko sevarachu. Ko yezarach. You want to know how to get the bracha, ko. You want to know how to get the bracha in your life? Yisbarachu zarach ayideh v'amin b'Hashem ratzolomar. V'schus ha'amun v'etz tzedaka. Yisbarachu b'chol minei brachas ha'amun v'chol b'ko sevarachu shebrachas kol anam. Lamaisa, what is he saying here? I know I read a lot inside tonight. I'm sorry if it's usually not my style, but I like just the words inside are so powerful. He says, you want to get to Emunah and Tzedakah? Start with Ko. Sorry, if you want to get to Ko, you want to get to Bracha, start with your Emunah and Hashem, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero. Specifically for me, I was driving Motze Shabbos back from the Lubavitch Rebbe's Oil. And there was on the Grand Central Parkway. It was like 1 a.m. It was 1 a.m. proper. It wasn't like the clock switched. It didn't happen yet. I was excited to look at my phone. I don't know if anyone ever had that happen. Like you like to see your phone like go back. Like I think I was looking for the first time to actually like see it. Like stayed at what it stayed 2-2. What happened? I don't know. Whatever. 2-1. 2-1. Whatever. It was like it was a nice feeling. So I'm driving on the Grand Central Parkway. Next thing I know, I see it. There's a cop right behind me, and I'm flying because it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm so exhausted. Yeah. And there's a skula from the Ber Maim Chaim, one of the great Hasidic masters, and he says that if you say a following pasuk, you're 100%. You'll be 100%. Whenever you get in trouble with a government official, and I've used it several times, unfortunately, I've had to use it.
Don't use it correctly.
Hashiva shoftinu kivrishana. It's a bracha in Shmon Esrei. Which means that you should return. You're the real judge. You're the real judge. So I'm saying Hashiva Shatir Gavishana, and my friend next to me, he's like, what are you doing? I said that a million times, it never worked. I said, if you don't believe it, then of course it's not going to work. And what happened was, there was a cop station on the side of the Grand Central, near in Queens, and he was just speeding up to get off the exit. I'm not saying my tefillah did anything, but when a person has a muna, you literally brings down bracha. The pasuk of Megillas Esther. It says that he brought up Esther, and Rechon Mechazlach says that, right? He Omein is Hadassa, that he brought up Esther. Omein is the lesson of Amuna. When a person has Amuna, it brings down Shefer into your life. It brings down Bracha. When a person gives Tzedakah, it brings down Bracha. He says, "Vayomer lo ko." You want to get to bracha in your life. The hemin b'Hashem, ma'ech shavu tzedakah means have emuna and make sure you're giving tzedakah. By the way, tzedakah doesn't just mean with your wallet. Tzedakah means with your actions, with your smile, with a text, with your time. Tzedakah doesn't just mean with your wallet. Just to end up with the ma'isa, they say, which story to pick from? I don't even know what to say. I will say the Semach Tzedek. I was just going to just by the Lubavitch. So the Semach Tzedek was the third Lubavitch Rebbe. And I think we've said this before, but I'll say it again. And he comes and he's crying his eyes out. He says, "Rebbe, I have a big, big problem." He says, "What's wrong?" He says, "I'm having a lot of doubts in Hashem. A lot of doubts in God." He said, "Okay, I'll come back tomorrow." He said, "Rebbe, no, no, no. I'm talking about like first commandment. I know Hashem Elokecha. I'm having doubts like where Hashem is in my life. And it's really bothering me." I said, "Nah. Shalom, you'll be okay. I'll see you at Chachris tomorrow." I said, "Rebbe, you're not hearing me. I'm telling you, I'm having doubts. I need encouragement." So Rebbe says, "I've been so sharp." He says right back to him, he says, "The fact that it bothers you, the fact that you feel hurt and you feel bad about it, and you feel guilty about it, shows that you really do have a mona. People who don't have emunah don't feel guilty about it. And they're not coming to the Rebbe to talk about it. They're not asking questions. The fact that you care about it shows you really do have emunah." And I gave this chassid such encouragement. So lemaisa, by us sometimes having that doubt and continuing forward, that actually shows that we do have emunah. Koach emunah is implanted within us. So we saw two ideas tonight from the Majitzer. I'm going to take it home in a 30 second. Kadosh Baruch Hu literally tells Avraham Avinu that each and every one of his children are ma'amine b'nei ma'aminim. We have a munah implanted within us. Ko yezarecha v'hemin ba'Hashem. We have a munah within us. The second Torah he said He says, you want to get to kol, you want to get to bracha in your life? Have emunah, make sure to give tzedakah. Make sure to always realize that everything comes from me. You hold my hand, you realize I'm in your life. Hashem says, I want to give you everything. We should be zocheh be'ez Hashem to work in our emunah, and the schus of emunah, and the schus of tzedakah that we give, not only with our money, but with our life, and with our time, with our smiles, with our texts, with whatever it is. We zocheh be'ez Hashem to tell our Zaidi, tell the Ish Kodesh, we lived our lives with emunah. Even when it was hard, and even when things were dark, we saw that there was light. And when there was light, we knew there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the Hashem to see Avraham Avinu and the Ish Kodesh and all that tzaddikim yishlam yakodesh mitzvah. Heshvan's only sub-shoma.
Heshvan, oh, very nice.
As I said.
Very nice.